Ouch.
Shoot all of Monday Parshas Vayetzera.
So from the Tosfos Riazokin, it sounds like that Ein Hachanami, Batsim, it should work. I asked Rav Yonasan Sachs, first he wasn't sure, what does Efkiu mean? Does it mean the Torah is Mafkiya? Efkiu sounds like Chachamim were Mafkiya.
So then they should have said that it should only work by Frugal, I mean, like this.
No,
I guess it should also not work because you might be scared of what Good. Saying, what'd you say? Abiyah is pashtos is chal, even if you do it. Over here, we're being mafkia, and it sounds like they're saying it's not chal. Pashtos.
Also, does that mean that it works? It's kesef or works as
Now there's a tesis. There is a tesis. The riaz that's brought down. The Piskei Arid brings down that chalip and more than shavah pruta works. The chonam in kesef. No, I was kinyan amar kinyan amar. It doesn't say mafurish. That's a shah. It's going to work in kesef. Kinyan amar. We said it wouldn't work kinyan amar kinyan amar. We spoke about it yesterday, yes. Alkol ponim. Rashi seems to say butler Torah is chalipin. We understand Rashi that means that midiraisa. So Zriazokain seems to say that it's ifkiu, whatever ifkiu means. Okay. Now we get to choices. This is today's Arabic, Rabbi Isai. We're going to tell you some things we didn't say yesterday. We're going to try to clean it up. And this is it. I don't plan on saying it tomorrow. Tomorrow we plan on doing the choices is pshat. Choices has four kashas on Rashi. Question number one. Pashta Yada Bekibla Kiddushin. If you're telling the whole reason it's because of Gnai, Pashta should work. Azoy Frek Toises. Now, the Eben Yisrael, Dayan Fisher, he was the head of the Eda Charedis here in Yerushalayim, Rav Akiva Yisrael Fisher, he understands, Toises is Kasha means, obviously on Kesef, not on Chalipin. Even though we're talking about Chalipin in our Sugya, for some reason, Toises is asking on Kesef. Why? Because we said Batla Toires Chalipin. Chalipin is out. Even on more than Shavah Pruta, Pashta is not going to work. Koshkin on Pogos, Shavah Pruta, Pashta is not going to work. So what is Toises' question, says the Eben Yisrael, on all Kesef? That means that Toises understood in Rashi. Why can you not be Mekadosh and Isha with Pachos Mishavah Pruta? Kesef, why not? Gnai.
Who says it doesn't work?
Gnai, that's why it doesn't work.
Who says Pashtiyah doesn't work?
Because we know it doesn't work. Isha Niknas is only Kesef, less than Kesef, doesn't work.
Yeah, but that reason of less than Kesef doesn't work is not because of Gnai.
So why not?
I say, where is he learning?
Where is the Tosis getting from the Kesef to do with Gnai? Our Gemara says Isha Pachos Mishavah Pruta Loi Mekanya Nafsha, says the Tosis, that's referring to all Kinyan Pachos Mishavah Pruta. I would have thought maybe Kesef doesn't work Pachos Mishavah Pruta. Why? Because not Kesef, which is Tosis is going to say later. And Chalipin doesn't need to be Kesef. So why doesn't Chalipin work Pachos Mishavah Pruta? Because of Gnai. And Kesef, but Tosfos doesn't learn that. The way that Eben Yisrael is learning in Tosfos, Tosfos is Kasha, is on Kesef, because Mishavah Pruta is because of Pashta. Question number one. Question number two is Bansa de Rabbi Yanai. Says Tosfos, Bansa de Rabbi Yanai, we should have the same discussion which we have by Beis Shammai of that they're choshev, they should be, therefore they shouldn't be mekudeshes less than an exorbitant sum. There he's clearly talking about Kesef. He's not talking about Chalipin. He's talking about Bansa de Rabbi Yanai. Aloch lemaisa, Chalipin doesn't work. He's talking about Kesef. So the discussion in Tosfos is Kesef, not Chalipin. What's the pshat, Rabbi Yisai? I'd like to suggest this follows. I'd like to suggest, Tosfos has another question. Where did the Gemara make up that Isha Pachos Mishavah Pruta Lo Mekanya Nafsha? Where did the Gemara get it from? The Gemara just conjured it up on its own? It's a Gemara made up on an Ansahadi? And that's enough for us to be Mathkia, Akicha, Akicha, Mistei Ephron? Maybe you're wrong. Maybe there's no Ansahadi. An Ansahadi. Look, the woman's doing it. She's taking it. Who said? Where do we get it from? Zokt Rabbeinu Chananu ben Rab Shmuel. He says, it's in the Torah. HaTorah yorda l'soif daito shel isha. The Torah told us that. We didn't make it up. It's not an Anan Sahadi. Steht in Torah. Avu. Where does it say it in the Torah? There's only one place it could be. Where? Kesef. Kesef. It does. But it says it's Kesef. It's learned from Kesef. We need, the pasuk says ki yikach ish isha sati Kesef asor akach mimeni. You need Kesef. What do you need Kesef for? You know why you need Kesef? Hatoira yorda l'soif daito shel isha, that you can't be mekudeshes with less than shava pruta because of gnai. Because of gnai. That's the reason.
Yeah, how do you know gnai?
Because it's not Kesef.
About I heard that question before. I'm gonna Edgar Frecht is El Bakasha. I'm about to tell you a Yesoid Nifla in Das Rashi. Yesoid Nifla in Das Rashi in Das Rambam. Here goes. We brought down the Shari Shmuas. The Shari Shmuas quotes a lashon of Rambam. Maish, can you help me with it? You have the Shari Shmuas? It's from Thursday a week ago. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Shari Shmuas a week ago, I believe Thursday. I borrowed it from you before. You gave it to me. The Rambam, I think it's Kuf, it's Minyan HaMitzvahs, Reshut Gimel. Here goes, you ready? Listen to this Lashon HaRambam. We read it already once. V'hu shetzivanu l'kadesh es ha'isha v'loseis dovar biad ha'isha oy b'shtar oy b'biya. I'm going to read it again. V'hu shetzivanu l'kadesh es ha'isha v'loseis dovar biad ha'isha oy b'shtar oy b'biya. So there's three ways to be Mekadesh and Isha. Two of them the Rambam describes accurately. Shtar and Bia. What's the third? Kesef. But the Rambam doesn't say Kesef. What does the Rambam say? V'hu shetzivanu l'kadesh es ha'isha v'lo seis dovar biyad ha'isha. The Rambam is giving you a different description for this kingdom which we call Kesef. Yitain dovar biyad ha'isha. Dosi dos. That's what it is. Grado. What is their dovar? What's the dovar? Kesef. Abefregich farvos. Why Kesef? Dovar.
What? No.
We say Adrab, the Ram never says Shava Kesef Kikesef. If you take, you remember over the Ram never says Shava Kesef Kikesef. Because no, it didn't Shava Kesef Kikesef, it's just Dover. Why is the Dover Kesef? Zokt Rashi, the Torah is yorda l'soif daito shalisha, less than shavu pruta shenamaskim. Not because there's a din kesef, there's no din kesef. The Torah says kesef because less than that she's not going to be maskim. So also when it comes to chalipin, less than that she's not going to be a kihechi, that when it comes to kesef she's not going to be maskim. Chalipin also she's not going to be maskim.
Rashi holds it's kesef or not kesef?
Maybe Pachos Meshavah Putz is taka not kesef, and Rashi agrees it's not kesef.
But then why do you need a bond to
Because what's the reason we need kesef? If Let me explain. If Kesef was a kinyin, Tosfos holds Kesef ikri kinyin. If Kesef is kinyin, so then what do you need for a kinyin? Kesef shava pruta for shteitzach. And Berashi holds shtei nishta nigamar Kesef ikri kinyin. Shtei kicha ikri kinyin. Shtei kemal nish that Kesef is a kinyin. Not only that, but the Garnat said, if you remember, that when it comes to giving Kesef, the isha doesn't have to be coined in the Kesef. She doesn't even have to be coined it. Tuliyev is oven, Tuliyev a kiddush. Rabbi, you have to chazer. Tuliyev is oven, Tuliyev a kiddush. We said the granat. You don't have to be kind to the kesef. Yitain dover biyadish. Just put it in her hands. There's no din kesef. You're not kind. It's nothing. It's just a mice in a sina ba'alma. Mice in a sina. Yitain dover biyadish. Why did the kesef make a day? If it's kinyan, I understand. For shteitzach, every kinyan needs shavet pruta. Because the kinyan sheboy has to have shavius. Rashi says there's no din shavius other than isha pelos mishavet pruta lemekanyan afsha.
What
do you mean? That when we said, how does that work? We talked about Kesef, we talked about it less
than
Here it's a gnai, but she's, okay, I feel lucky. But here it's not a gnai, because it's kind of chacham. So that's why it works over there.
I don't understand what you're trying to do. You're trying to say something like I'm saying, not like I'm saying. No. You're trying to. What are you trying to do?
Why don't we just say simple that a woman can't. You can't be mekadesh a woman through a way that's a gnai. And we go with the nesina pshat because not.
We see not like that. The Gemara suggests pashta. It's a Gemara pashta.
Right.
So the Gemara seems to say pashta would work under normal circumstances.
Even though it's a gnai.
Even in a gnai. In certain cases, yeah. Maybe you have to differentiate between this case and those cases, but yeah. The Gemara does suggest Pashta. Later on, the Sugya of Banse, the Gemara suggests Pashta. Over there, I believe. You have to take a look over there. See, it could be you'll be Mechalik between the Sugyas, but you're going to have to. Rabbeisai, we're coming up with that there's a massive Machloikas here between Rashi and Tosfos. If we're right. Rashi learns. There's no such thing as kinyan in an isha. No such thing. Chalipin is not kedushin. We're not doing kinyan. That's not kedushin. You know what kedushin is? It's kicha. It's lashon of kinyan of kedushin, but not chalipin. Chalipin is not doing a ma'isa. It's not a ma'isa kedushin. Because the kedushin of kesef is yitain davar biyada isha. That's it. And therefore, midin, it doesn't need kesef. Ein achanami Rashi's maskim. Bachos Mishav Putah is not kesef. But who cares? Who needs kesef? Who needs shavius? Why do you need shavius for? The Torah made it. It says that you need kesef. For what reason? Torah is yarda l'soif daita shalisha. Bachos Mishav Putah lo mekanyan afshet. It's a gnai. That gnai will apply also to. To Chalipin. Therefore, the two of them go together. Tosfos, on the other hand, is not going to go with this. Tosfos is going to have a whole different pshat. Tosfos says, the reason why Pachos Mishav Pruta doesn't work is because it's not called Kesef. Because Tosfos holds that Kesef Ikri Kinyan, we're looking for regular Kesef by Kedushin. Just like Kesef of a Sadeh, Kesef of an Isha is identical. Tosfos would reject the Rambam's Hagdor and Kinyan Kesef. Kesef doesn't work because Yitain Dover Biad Isha. Kesef works because of Kinyan Kesef. Kihechi, that Sadeh is Ikri Kinyan, Kesef of Kedushin is Ikri Kinyan. It's the same thing. Therefore, Tosfos doesn't compute Rashi's pshat. Tosfos doesn't get Rashi's pshat. I'm going to have to see Tosfos says differently. Tosfos asks two more kashas on Rashi. What are Tosfos' kashas? Says Tosfos, if you're right, then we're trying to learn out the kinyonim. Why don't we learn out chazaka from kicha kicha? Why don't we learn out chazaka? And then Tosfos says, and if you're right that you can learn the things, then why does the Gemara ask? Shtar hechidami. What do you mean hechidami shtar? Just learn it out from Sadeh. So Tosis questions are similar but different, because Limaskana, can you be Mekadosh and Isha with Chazaka? No. Limaskana, can you be Mekadosh and Isha with Shtar? Yes. So his question is, why didn't the Gemara entertain Chazaka? And why didn't the Gemara say Lemaisa, the Makor for Shtar, is from over here? What do you need another Makor for? These are two questions. The Achroinim have an easy time with these kashas. Both of these kashas are easy, even Rishonim. Tosfos' first question is Chazaka. No problem, say the Rishonim. The Rashba, the Ramban, the Pnei Yeshua, they all say similar. They say Chazaka is not Shayach by Anisha. The Yerushalmi seems to say that Bia, Hachnasa, Lebia is a form of Chazaka, Echveis. You have to figure that out. But in the Rishonim, they say Chazaka is a kin you do on a slave. Chazaka is a kin you do on a karka. You don't do Chazaka on an Isha. So it's not me and Yonah Dekra. It's not Shayach. In a Hanami, we would. If we could, we would. You're right. But we can't. So we don't. And that's it. That's the answer to his first question. So this question from Shtar, they say it's also not Shver. Why not? Because Lemaisa is Chalipin learned from the Hekish of Kicha Kicha? No. Once we don't learn Chalipin from the Hekish, are we going to learn Shtar from the Hekish?
We tried.
What? Ein Achanami. We tried and we could, as long as we can learn Chalipin. But once we can't learn Chalipin, we can't learn Shtar. The Tosis' second question wasn't from, why didn't we say that from Ahav Amina? The second question was in the Maskana. Why are you learning Shtar from somewhere else? Learn from here. Once I don't learn Chalipin from here, I can't learn Shtar from here either. Because we were trying to figure out, is this a hekesh in Kesef, or is it a hekesh in everything about Sadeh? It's not a hekesh in everything about Sadeh, why not? Because Chalipin isn't included. Once Chalipin is included, Shtar is not included either. LMI, you want to tell me that Shtar is a different Makar? Zolzayin Azoy. So we make easy work with Tosfos' kashas. I'd like to suggest that maybe Tosfos, perhaps, knew these terutzim, and he was be'etzim asking a stira minei obey. As follows. Chazaka is a non-starter. It's DOA. It's dead on arrival. Chazaka doesn't work. So how do you have a Havamina Chalipin? Chazaka doesn't work. So you're telling me it's not Ekish and Gansin. Because you see Chazaka's out. LMI, maybe Chazaka doesn't work. Chalipin does work. Okay, so then Shtar should work. Why don't you know the Makor for Shtar? Yeah, but once you take Chalipin out, you have to take Shtar out. Yeah, but once you took Chazaka out, you should have taken Chalipin out. And Chazaka you knew wasn't going to work. So if Chazaka wasn't going to work, Hajjav Avon and Chalipin was going to work. LMI, Chazaka, Chalipin, they're different. Chalipin, Shtar are different. So why doesn't Shtar work?
Chazaka is more of just like a...
No, we're in Rashi. Rashi's not Kain Kesef. Tosfos says Kain Kesef. Rashi's not. If it was Kain Kesef, Tosfos wouldn't have his Kasha Chazaka. What's his Kasha Chazaka? It's not because of Kain Kesef.
Tosfos doesn't have a Hava Mina
That's my point. There's no Havamina. Is Chazaka in?
No.
So then Chalipin's not in. I'm asking you a question. Is Chazaka in?
No.
So then Chalipin shouldn't be in. And if you're telling me no, Chazaka and Chalipin are separate. So let Shtar be in. Once you say something is out for whatever reason, so we're taking it out of the Hekish. So then, Elamai, that's out of the Hekish. Unless you're Machalik, which is something similar to what the Olam is saying, maybe that'll be the answer for Rashi, is that Chazaka isn't out because we have a problem with it. It's out because it just isn't, it's not Shayach by so
but then you fall off your answer for Shtar.
What do you mean?
Because we said that the reason we don't learn Hashtar from Sadat is because Chalipin doesn't work, right?
Right.
But Chalipin's also practical.
It's not a practical, no.
Yeah, really, it's a din. There's such a thing called a Ganai.
No, it's a din. It's Butler Torres Chalipin. What's your Makia?
Okay,
and a Hanami, but that's.
So really,
so you have to know if you could be Mechalek between being Mafkia because of Gnai and Mafkia because Isha's not Shai Chazaka. Is there a difference? This one is more like. It's
what we're saying is that the Chazaka should really work, but there's a problem. There's a
the question is are the problems different? That's what the Rebbe was trying to tie up. There's different types of problems. One is a problem just practically. I can't do a Chazaka on an Isha. It's not Shai to do a Chazaka on an Isha. The other one is you could do Chalipin. It's just the Isha is being Maineya, the Chalipin from happening.
Chazaka also, it's a Kenyan Isha, so you can't.
And that's called you can't do it.
Okay, so by Chalipin it's the same thing.
No, Chalipin is Shaykh for Kenyan Ishas. It's just that it's a Gnai.
It's not.
That's because the Isha's being Maneya, not because it doesn't work. Rabbi said, let me ask a different question, with this we'll end. When a man buys a field, who keeps the shtar? The one, the buyer or the seller? Who holds the shtar? The buyer holds the shtar. He needs to have proof of purchase. The buyer holds the shtar. So if you wanted to translate that into Isha, so who would have to hold the shtar? The man would have to hold the shtar. He's the buyer. But then when you're Mekadosh and Isha, the man gives the Isha the shtar, not the Isha gives the man the shtar. What? Yeah, but no, but the giving is the other direction. When I buy a shtar, not only do I keep it, but the person that sells it writes the shtar and gives it to me. And over here, that would mean that the Isha should have to give the shtar to the man. What's the problem with that? What would be the problem with that? Kiyikach. Should be a problem of Kiyikach.
How's that Kiyikach? She's the one that's not earning the shtar.
That's the problem.
She's the one getting sold.
So he has to be Kiyikach. Kiyikach is Isha.
He has to take her. Kiyikach needs to be given the shtar. We see by Mekach Memkar that the person giving the shtar is the one that's selling.
Shtar is
here, and also it should be the one giving the shtar.
Is selling. Yeah, but who's taking? Kiyikach is Isha. Who's the taker? The man.
The taker by buying and selling is the guy that's buying the field, even though the shtar is coming to him from the seller. Here too, it's the same thing. The guy that's taking the shtar is the guy that's buying. He's doing the Kiyikach.
She's taking the shtar.
I know.
So
I'm saying it wouldn't be called kisilaka.
Why not?
When the guy is taking the shtar.
When the guy is taking the shtar?
Yeah, from her. Why is that a problem with kisilaka?
Because he's not writing the shtar.
So what?
He has to write the shtar. The halach is, the maisa, does he have to write the shtar?
So that's what I'm asking. We said it doesn't work because it would be kisilaka.
Right. Because she's doing the maisa. He's just accepting. He's not doing anything. He's not doing a maisa kinyan.
Yeah, but we see the regular mechachon
that's
how it works.
Because the regular mechachon doesn't have anything kiyikach.
Yeah, but is the guy buying the field still, even though he's getting the shtar? He's still the one buying the field.
Yeah, because there's no din kiyikach. Kiyikach is in the maisa, it's not in the chalois. So in the maisa, he's not doing the maisa. He's buying it without doing the maisa. So Rabbi said there are two answers to this kasha, but this will end. One answer is, when we learn the hekesh of kicha kicha, it doesn't have to be learned exactly. Shtar works over there, shtar works over here. However shtar works over there, it works over there. It can work differently over here. It doesn't have to be identical. The same way that you can make the chazaka, right? There are those who want to suggest, that Yerushalmi wants to suggest the chazaka is bia. The chazaka on karka is not bia, but whatever chazaka works over there, will translate chazaka to chazaka would mean over here if you can translate it. So whatever shtar will work over there will translate it to the shtar working over here. It'll be a different shtar. Could be. But you can even say perhaps a little bit more simpler, which is that we saw the Yerushalmi, or Meir Simcha said to Yerushalmi, that when a father marries off a daughter, the father can write the shtar. It's a problem of kiyikach. This is an echanami. If she'd be a gedola, she can't write the shtar. But the din kiyikach doesn't define the kinyan. It's just a din and a maisa. So in echanami, the kinyan is the same kinyan. Whether or not you need a maisa kiyikach, okay, so then either we'll switch it around or the father would do whatever it would be. But the limud in the kinyan isn't defined by who gives the shtar bechlal that we see in the Yerushalmi. It's just a din and a kiyikach. In echanami, it's the kiyikach who will pass over there. Okay, Rabbi, say tomorrow we have to do Shitas Toises, which is drastically different than Rashi. With Siyata Dishmaya.
Shtar is not much of a
Thank you. What?